Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and with me now, New York's newest mayoral candidate, the owner of the Gristiti supermarket chain, John Catsimatidis, who made it official yesterday. He is running for the Republican nomination. Mr. Catsimatidis, we really appreciate you giving us a few minutes on the day after your announcement. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good to hear from you.
You were last on about 4 years ago when you were deciding whether to run in 2009, but said you would not challenge Mayor Bloomberg if he decided to seek a third term, which, of course, he did. How did he do the last 4 years, in your opinion?
Well, you know, Mayor Bloomberg has shown great leadership in New York, and what Mayor Koch would say to you, if you agree on 70% of what a person does, that's a pretty good batting average. And I think Mayor Bloomberg has provided the confidence and the leadership in New York City, as well as Ray Kelly providing the safety, to attract money and capital from all over the world. The Russians are investing in New York. The Europeans are investing in New York. The Far East is investing in New York. And this money intake is helping New York's economy, where we didn't feel the recession as badly as other cities in our country. And the biggest problem there is that if we don't have the next mayor and the next police commissioner that the world trusts to invest in New York, we're going to lose tens of billions of dollars in investment, and that's going to hurt everybody, our restaurants, our taxi cabs, our hotels. You'll see a recession coming. And I just believe that New York is the greatest city in the world, and we need somebody that's going to have vision, and that's why I'm volunteering for the job. I'm not interested in money. You know, I made a joke yesterday, Bloomberg works for a dollar. I'm going to work for 99 cents because I started as a grocer.
Huh. But you did also say at your announcement that, quote, I'm not a Mike Bloomberg billionaire. What did you mean by that?
Well, I'm not wearing a $5,000 suit. I'm wearing a $99 Joseph A. Banks jacket. I'm in the grocery stores all the time. I grew up on 135th Street. I know the pain of the people in the streets. I still have stores in New York City. I get my trucks to deliver to my stores, I get $7,000 a week in parking tickets. So I know the pain store owners have. I deal with investment bankers and bankers right at the top, but I also deal with people that are everyday working people in every neighborhood in our city.
And in Cuomo's budget, there might be an $80 surcharge on some of those parking tickets. You're running for the Republican nomination. What makes you a Republican in this very Democratic-leaning city?
Well, if you remember my reputation, just I was a Clinton Democrat all my life, and since for the last 20 years, and I love Bill Clinton, and I thought, and I raised a lot of money for Bill Clinton. Business people and Republican business people were not afraid of Bill Clinton. He was a pro-business president. In New York City, you can't run for a Democratic nomination because nobody believes in pro-business and the Democratic Party in the city. There's a lot of moderates, the Reagan moderates, the Reagan Democrats, the Clinton Democrats, and that's who I am. I am a pro-business Republican, but social issues, I'm a Clinton Democrat. And I believe it takes a fusion ticket. You know, I saw Tony LaBianco's play on LaGuardia a few months ago.
Uh-huh.
And LaGuardia says, look, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a liberal, I'm not a conservative, I'm a New Yorker. And that describes me. I'm a New Yorker. I believe in common sense solutions. And I've given more money to Democrats in the last 5 to 10 years than I've given to Republicans. But the one thing that the Republicans stand for, that the business community has to do well, for the residential community to do well, I believe in that.
John Catsimatidis, my guest on WNYC, announcing yesterday for the Republican nomination for mayor. The Republican with the most media buzz so far has been former MTA chairman Joe Loda. How would you begin to distinguish yourself from him for people who will vote in this primary?
Well, I've met Joe Loda. I've had dinner with him. He's a very fine fellow. He's a financial person. I'm different. I've been a CEO for 40 years. I'm a visionary. I create new opportunities. I'm going to create jobs. We're talking about the World's Fair of 2014 that will create 10,000 jobs. We're going to bring in money from all over the country, from Procter & Gamble, from Disney, from everybody, to recreate the World's Fair of the 21st century. And you never know. That might be a permanent World's Fair, because New York, all these companies, this is where Wall Street is, and all these companies know that this is where they should invest in marketing their own company.
You're talking about an actual World's Fair, like the 1939 or 64, 65 World's Fair.
39 to 64 was 25 years. 64 to 14 is 50 years. It's time for another World's Fair.
Have you developed this vision? Would you do it at Flushing Meadows again?
We would try to do, maybe make that as a headquarters, but we'd like to have a little bit in almost every borough.
Do you have a position, by the way, on the soccer stadium on 13 acres of public parkland in Flushing Meadows, Corona Park? Some people don't like that. Some people do. Any position yet on that one?
I am a pro-parks person. I don't know enough about it to give you a position.
Okay. The New York Times article on your announcement said you would have to overcome some grumbling among New Yorkers about your supermarket chain, unquote. Do you think Christides is a net plus or net minus for you in political terms?
Well, Christides only represents 4% of our sales, of our overall company. I have not run the company for over 10 to 15 years. We have great employees, and we have people that manage the company. And almost every supermarket chain in New York, almost every one of them, has gone bankrupt except Christides.
Why?
Well, they keep asking me for money. And, I tell people jokingly that if I didn't have Christides, I'd live 10 years longer, and it'd be higher up on the Forbes list. But I have good employees there, that most of them have been there 20, 30 years. I just don't want to – I'm doing it for the employees. I'm not doing it for myself anymore.
Was that a cheap shot by the Times, grumbling among New Yorkers, some New Yorkers, about your supermarket chain?
Have you met anybody who's not grumbling that the prices are too high? Let's lower commercial real estate taxes. Let's lower rents. I'll give you one example. The rents in New Jersey are 1.5% of store sales. The rents for supermarkets in New York are almost 10% of store sales. So where's the money going? It's going to commercial rent taxes and going to pay the rent. In New Jersey, the electric rates are 1% of store sales. The electric rates in New York are almost 3% of store sales.
Is it something, as mayor, you would try to bring down those various things, or is that just a fact of life in New York?
It's a fact of life. You're asking, the job of trying to bring it down is very, very hard, but it's doable. It won't be easy, but you got to understand something. I feel the people's pain. I am that store owner, the same as all the other store owners in this city. I know that every time somebody walks in from the city, all they're looking for is how to give us another fine or create another permit that we need. All this stuff is taxation. And you know, when we have professional politicians and all they want to do is, well, let's find a way to get more revenue without calling it a tax. And that's not fair. You need somebody that's fair to both sides, fair to the taxpayer, and also fair in balancing the budget. I mean, do you want, have you seen pictures of downtown Detroit or downtown Cleveland? Or do you want our city of New York to go downhill because people have reached the level where they say, enough is enough, I'm moving to Florida?
John Catsimatidis entering the Republican race for mayor of New York. We have a few minutes left. Let me get your take on some issues. Gun control, would you follow in Mayor Bloomberg's footsteps on that?
I think we need strict gun control. We need gun control as far as making sure there's an application that we control whose hands guns get in, mental check or whatever they have to go through the process. But I also believe in the Second Amendment that legitimate citizens should be allowed to have it, guns if they are qualified to.
A path to citizenship for immigrants here illegally? Are you for it or against it?
I am for it 110%. I was an immigrant. I came to our country 6 months old. I believe Romney's position was 110% wrong, and I told him face to face. If an illegal immigrant signs up, I'm not going to throw them out in 5 years. What they should do is sign up and create a roadmap to citizenship.
Vouchers for private schools. Do you have a position?
Well, I believe in public schools. I was a public school student. I went to PS 192. I went to Brooklyn Tech. I believe that we need a strong public school system, but we need to help fix it too. The Catholic schools that I believe that people that send their kids to specialized schools should get maybe a small voucher, but not anywhere near where it's going to hurt the public school system.
I read that you made most of your money not in groceries but in oil. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. We have an oil refinery in western Pennsylvania. We supply most of the petroleum needs between Buffalo and Pittsburgh. And I started a big marketing campaign up there that our gasoline is made from 100% American crude oil made by Americans on the gasoline front. And people love that. And our sales are up like 5 consecutive years.
Is man-made global warming real, in your opinion?
I think it should be monitored. It seems like all the scientists that I listen to, there's global warming all over the solar system, among the other planets, too. So I think we have to very, very closely monitor it. But we should also take as many precautions we have, but not hurt business doing it. In other words, if we want to have a transition system in any certain thing, okay, let's do a transition system, but let's not tell them, let's do it by tomorrow morning, it's going to cost $1 zillion, and we lose jobs. Do it over a transition period of, 5 years, 7 years, something that makes sense to businesses and something that makes sense to the rest of the people and the environmentalists. You know what it comes down to?
What?
Common sense management.
Did you say global warming is a fact on other planets in the solar system? Is that relevant to our debate?
Is that relevant to our debate?
To the American debate?
You asked me for a scientific answer. I gave you the scientific answer.
Okay.
As far as New York and our world, we should monitor it very carefully and do whatever precautions we can.
Last thing. As a businessman, the Commerce Department announced this morning, I don't know if you saw it yet, that the U.S. economy unexpectedly contracted in the last quarter. I wonder what you make of it.
Well, it's the quarter after the election.
Therefore?
Therefore, maybe somebody was cooking the books.
You think? In the Commerce Department?
Well, I hope that's not true. I hope that's not true. And the problem is, and I'll give you the global answer now, is that a lot of, let's take the Fortune 200 companies, the 200 biggest companies that do business internationally. They're creating more jobs overseas than they're creating in the United States. I think that's a sin. They have over $2 trillion overseas that they can't bring into this country. Somebody has to sit down. You know, Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton didn't like each other, but at least they sat down, put their arms around each other, and made a deal as Americans. And the same thing with Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill. They didn't like each other. They sat down and made a deal. The problem we have in Washington, there's no common sense. They don't sit down to make a deal. We can get these companies to bring in trillions of dollars back into the United States and create more jobs. There are no jobs being created in America. No matter what the numbers say, the reality is there's no jobs being created, and we're going to be in trouble for our kids and grandkids.
Unless you're kidding, you know, you're gonna make news on that thing about the Commerce Department cooking the books like Jack Welch did when he said it about the Bureau of Labor Statistics before the election, and all the Republicans refuted him. So were you kidding?
Well, you know, I was kidding, but, you know, it's always you have to scratch your head when it's the first quarter after an election. But I did say I hope it's not true.
John Catsimatidis, best known as the owner of the Gristiti supermarket chain, now officially a candidate for the Republican nomination for mayor of New York. We look forward to talking to you during the campaign. Thank you so much for giving us this time.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, the state of the art of window washing on New York skyscrapers. Stay tuned.